Okay, we're into day number three of Chazakis. I'd like you to try to work on keeping the Suder, all of the different ideas we have, Lagabi Chazaka and Yitz Hashem. When we finish, which will probably be sometime next week, we're going to try to do Chazara on the whole, on this whole Mikzaya. If you have a Shev Shmaitzer at home, I suggest you bring it in, because we're going to be using it a little bit, and you might as well make your Shev Shmaitzer look used a little. Someday your son will think that you were once a Lamdin. If you can make some notations on the side, you mark down your kashas. If you don't have a Shev Shmaitzer, you can invest in one. The regular Shev Shmaitzer, just one skin is safer if you don't buy it with all the mafarshim, so to speak. Now let's review where we're holding, because today we're going to try to go a step further into the sugya, and it's a cognitive sugya where you really have to stay familiar with the basics in order to go vayit. On Sunday we didn't learn sugyas; we spoke about chazakas. On Sunday all we did is go through the klolei hachazaka, how chazakas work, where they come from. That was basically the idea that it's not the Yisoy Gadol, that it's not a beer, it's a eifid to Paskin Halachis. That was Sunday Shir, which I trust at least most of you certainly stay in touch with. Yesterday, we learned our sugya. What did we learn in our sugya that's a Kloliistika issue, Legabe Chazakis? So basically, what we come away with is that our sugya touches on is the following. There's no question there's such a thing as a chazaka de meikara if there's no reyes at all. A regular chazaka de meikara where there's no reason to doubt that there was any change. Zicha, it's a chazaka de meikara if somebody has somebody that's kosher and he puts it in his drawer, and he comes back to his drawer and he opens his drawer. The assumption is nothing changed. There's no reyes, you don't need even exeris hakasa for that. When do you need exeris hakasa for chazaka d'meikara? In a case where there's a reyes now. What does it mean there's a reyes? The word reyes doesn't mean here it's bad. It could be good, it could be bad. It's not a point of good or bad. Reyes means that there was a change. Something changed. Chazaka means it didn't change. The word reyesa means that something had disrupted the chazaka. There was a change. A normal change is in a normal case of chazaka. All of Shas's cases of chazaka, besides what Taisa talks about, are a chazaka where the change is now. For example, the reyes is now. For example, the tzaras. Now I see the tzaras is smaller. I don't know when it happened. Or, in the case of the woman, she's now not a basula. I don't know when it happened. Or shtei saris, a man, you find this boy has shtei saris, you don't know when it happened. You find someone dead. You know, the chazak mekar is that he's alive, but he's dead. If he's dead, we don't know when he died. And that's when I need the parsha of chazaka. The chiddush haTorah of chazaka is when there is a reyesa. Reyesa meaning that the status quo was changed. What was originally changed, when did it change? That is the simple case of chazaka before you come to our Sukkah. The discussion here in Tosfos is when you have a reyesa that pre-existed the chazaka, where the reyesa is what we're calling a reyesa mechayim. The animal is a suffix treifa. We don't know if the animal is kosher or not. Well, let's see. When the animal was alive, it was zikud, even mechayim, it's a buach, it's zikud, was something wrong, we couldn't eat it. You shechted it, you want to give it now a chazaka, that it's kosher. So if the reyesa comes later, have a chazaka. That's the Gemara. Nishchita. It's Becheskes Heter Emed, that's Hashivan, Mechaba Manitrifa. However, if the Reyesa pre-existed the Shechita, Reyesa Mechayim, the reyes of pre-existed, what we're calling the establishment of the cheskes heter. In such a case, the question is, can you say chazaka? Could you say chazaka in such a case? That's the question that we established yesterday. The Ramah said l'chumra, and the Maram Levlin said l'kula. Where the chazaka pre-existed, in the case of Treifus, the case of the Ramah was, you shechted the animal, and you found the water in the mayach, the water in the lung, in the brain. Safik, if the water is in a way that makes the treif or doesn't, then you couldn't check anymore. It was already cut up, you couldn't check. The Ramah said, the reyesa predates the cheskes heter of the animal. Say bazai, it's treif. The Rabbi Lublin said, no, we give the animal cheskes heter, and it's mutter. I asked yesterday, someone should please explain the svara of the Maram Lublin. So we had a possible hesber, but I'm not holding yet by hesberim. We're holding still by learning bashteit. We need hes, definitely needs a hesber. But this is clearly the machlokes. At the minimum, the machlokes is when you have an animal that shechted, and the reis says mechayim, vaday, the reis was mechayim, does that disturb the chazak? Now someone will ask, so what's a case where you don't have a reyes and mechayim? So you could have a case like the case of the zeiv, where the wolf came and it took away the bnei mayim, and it brought back with holes in it. The shaila is, were the holes there b'shashrita, or did the holes all come from the zeiv? There, I don't know that there was a reyes and mechayim. Of course, it's possible. It's possible it's treif mechayim. It's possible it became, it got the holes now. But I don't know that there was a change mechayim, a mesupik. That is a chazaka. Every chazaka, you don't know if there was a change mechayim or not. Our issue is where we know there was a reyes of mechayim. There was something wrong. There was water in the bayah, and we don't know what to paskin, it creates a suffix. In such a situation, that is the nidai, the machlekes, the Ramah, the Maram Lublin, how to paskin. It's a machlekes, a chazok de meikara. These cases seem to be a chazok in meikara in guf. Lachayr would be the same thing, chazok meikara in din. Would be the same neither. These are all physical changes. Did the animal change? Okay. So, Pashas would be the same thing in the Chazaka and Din. If not that, but Pashas is. I'm talking now with Nashkiach one way or the other, by a 50-50 Safik. By a 50-50 Safik, they argue. What's the machlokes? One of them holds that we don't give the chazaka because the reyes predates the chazaka. That's the Ramah. What does the Maram Lublin hold? The way I'm phrasing it, the Maram Lublin holds, you still give it a chazaka. You're saying it's not really accurate. That what? See, it depends the svar of the Maram Lublin what it is. You may be right that. I'm saying the lamaisa of it. The lamaisa is that there's a reyes of mechayim. The Ramah says you don't go buster a chazaka. Rabbi Lublin says you do. No, he says drusa shliach. He says mayach nashi. Mayach is normal. Safka shakal, right? Mayach safka shakal. And Taisus says that Jus is Shriach, so Jus is different. Mayach is a regular Safek HaShakel. So Maram Lublin says, when you have a Safek HaShakel, you still go Basa Chazaka. So he says. Even though by Safek HaShakel, even though the Reyes says Mechayim, we still go Basa Cheskes Kashas. So he says.
What does the Chazak mean by Karim Nagot?
In the case of the Mayaf, what is the Chazaka de Meikara of the Guf? According to Ram Lublin, what is the Chazaka?
According to the
Ramah. According to Ramah, it's easier for me to say. According to the Ramah, he's saying there is no Chesed Hatter.
What? Which Chazaka of the Guf? The Guf was Kasha at one point.
Before that. No, but the race, so it was Mechayim, so maybe Mishashrit it didn't become Mutter.
But we want to know, if the Cheskes HaGuf is Kasher.
Which Cheskes HaGuf?
Of
Ein HaTreif. Okay, I'm going to explain that. The first part of Shmaitzah Perek Tes, explains, the Shmaitzah is Mahalach, it doesn't have to be everybody's Mahalach. So that's where we have to make sure we know the background, and then we can talk about how we, your question is answered. What's the svara of the Tutzdad? So say why yes? The Sipshan Ramah is. Which Cheskes is sister? It is a Ruach. It is a Ruach in the Menachai. So. That depends if you say Misalissa, right? See if that's the king of Misalissa, that's what it depends on. But it's fine. You'll see in a second. The Shmaita says that. Let me. Again, I want to go to Seder, just so. I mean, and so far, I think at least what I said, besides what everybody's asking, the halach yelach is mesuder. The svaris we have to deal with. We're going to get to. But now, artisis. Is artisis like the Ramah? The Ramah says he's artisis. Is artisis like the Ram Lublin? Ram Lublin says he's artisis. Zaktishach, there's no question if you learn Taisis. Taisis in the Kasha held like the Ramah. Taisis in the Kasha held like the Ramah. In Taisis Kasha, Taisis asked that it should be Aser when the Reis is Mechayim. In which case, Taisis talked about Nizgarsha Vacha Kachkonas. In a case where the Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law, preceded the marriage of the Tzara. So Taisus in the Kasha asked that when the Reisa precedes the Chazaka, there is no Chazaka. In the Kasha, Taisus said, like the Ramah. In the Teretz, in the Vieshlaima, the Vaimari, Taisus said, like the Meram Lublin. No, normal people go with the Teretz, not with the Kasha. Right, Taisus is the Kasha, he said a Teretz. Taisus Teretz stems with the Meram Lublin. So after Shach, there's no question that the Taisus, the Meram Lublin is right. Taisus is like him. Meram Lublin and his Teretz said, then if it's more Shriach Le'isr, we're Machmir. The Sovik Jew says more Shriach Le'isr, we're Machmir. But normally, when it's a regular Sovik HaShakol, then we go Nasa Cheskes Hatter. So, the pashtus of Taisus is like the Meram Lublin. So why did the Ramah, well, where's the Ramah coming from? Well, what's going on with the Ramah? So the Shach answers. The Shach answers the Ramah. He does say, perhaps in Meruba you can rely on the Meram Lublin. But in the lumdis of the Ramah, the body of the Shach, is the answer of the Ramah. And he says the following. Our Gemara is Omar Rabba. Rabba says something. Now, whether you learned ahead or not, the what the Gemara is going to do, it says Omar Rabba, and it has Omar Abaya. Abaya is one question. The Omar Abaya goes up until Eisve Abaya, until the sixth line or so on the next page. Abaya is Akasha, Rabbi answers it. Then we have an Eisve Abaya. Then Abaya is another Kasha. That Eisvei Abaya You have to know for tomorrow. Okay, for tomorrow we're going to learn Perek Zayin of the Shmaitza. You have to know they stay Abaye. For today, Abaye is another kasha. And then the Gemara has Abaye v'Rava saying a different mahalach than Rava in the Mishnah. So that ultimately there are two madiyamrim in the Gemara. Now, Zokta Shmaitza, the Rama means to say that this Tosfos is going according to Rava. His teretz is going like Rava. But Abaye v'Rava, who argue with Rava, will stick with Tosfos Kasha. They don't like the Rava Shita. So Memela, the Pshat of the Rama, is that he means that Tosfos Kasha is right. Tosfos said a Deichi Teretz to answer Rava. But Ladina, we don't pass like Rava because Abaye has the good Kasha on him. And since Abaye has the Kasha, so the Maisa, he doesn't stay in the Maskana. And that is the Kavanah of the Rama when he says we pass like Tosfos. He means Tosfos and Tosfos Kasha because they're Tosfos Teretz. The Rama holds as a Deichik. And we pass like Abaye and Rava. That's how the Shach answers. So that's why there are more holes in Echatisu is a reyes, so that you lose the chazaka. Not like Tosfos Teretz. So any time there's a reyes of Mechayim, like Masechta Jusa, you lose the chazaka. What?
What
the Bayez? So you saw the Shmaitz, he struggles with that. The Shmaitz struggles to prove that that's the Nekuda by Rav arguing on. And he's not able to prove it, except to the extent that it would answer the Eisiv Abayis Kasha. As we says in Shmaitz, it would answer Abayis Kasha Rabba, some of them. He includes it in the Eisiv. So therefore, the Shach defends the Rama. The Shmaitzer, we're going to see, learns into Tosfos different than the Shach, and that I hope we'll see still tomorrow. Okay, so I think until now, I hope step number one of Sunday and step number two of yesterday is clear, and we're going to move on to something that gets a little more complicated. Before that, I just want to give you a couple of illustrations of the dinim that have to do with the machlekes to Rama and the Rav Lublin. My purpose is mostly just to be mechazik the havana in what's happening here. The truth is, the easiest thing, if you don't want to be confused, is only to talk about the Rama and the Rav Lublin in shaylos that have to do with treifus. As long as you stick to treifus, you're not going to get confused, because it's easy. The shayla is a safek treifus mechayim. And then you shechted the animal, doesn't get a chazaka. You could talk about Safek Drusa, about a kites in the vesht, about the water in the mayach, about all the cases you want. As long as they all fit the prototype, it's very easy to talk about it. It gets confusing when you have other cases, and it's perfectly okay to be confused as long as you try to see where these things match. So I'm going to give you a case to which Gedalei Olam argued if it's similar. So you could argue if it's similar. You could be confused if it's similar. My point is to have a Havana in what the cloliest dikanidain of Tosfos, Yevamos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and Masechta Isha, what the cloliest dikanidain of Tosfos is. Here's a shaila. A man was an Asufi. An Asufi means he was an abandoned child. The halacha is a child that's abandoned, and in a way that the parents cared about the child is thrown into a dumpster, the suffix mamzer. But if a child is abandoned, given for adoption, it says in the Gemara that if the child is left on the stoop, on the front door of the rav of the town, so the child is assumed to be a kosher. There's no suffix mamzer, the child's a kosher. The parent left the child for adoption, the child is normal, the assumption is he's a Jewish child, left by in a Jewish place, the assumption is in most cases that he's Jewish. You have an adopted child, and the assumption of the psak halachi is he's kosher and he's a yid. That's not the question. This adopted child, and there are many of them today, it's shriach today, their adoption. The adopted child gets married, and he dies without children. What's the shaila? Shaila is, what does his almana do now? She's in trouble. Is she zekuka liyibum or not? That depends. Depends on what? And whether this person had brothers. And whether this person, how you can figure out if he had brothers or not. He's an adopted kid, he's a suf, he's an abandoned child. No way to figure it out if he had brothers. What is the din of the almana of this asufi? So this shaila is in the Neid of Yehuda, Tinyana, in Evan Ezra, Tshuva Kuf Mem Hei. There is a machlokes, the Rav Mordechai Benet, who's the shaila, and the Neid of Yehuda, how to compare that case to the machlokes, the Ramah, and the Maram Lublin. Now, I'm not going to tell you a psak halacha. Now, let me tell you what the Neid Yehuda said, and the Maram Binet says. Maybe when we finish the whole sugya, we'll go back to it. But right now, what I'm looking for is that you should understand the dinyan, why the sugya is fundamental. What's the shaila? The nidain is a woman. Is a woman. The woman started her life, becheskes penuya, becheskes mutar l'shuk. She started her life, mutar to everybody. The only thing we know for sure is that she became an eishes ish. When she had an eishes ish, when she wasn't an eishes ish, she had a cheskes iser. Now, we know her husband died. We know for sure that the cheskes iser eishes ish came off. You shechted the animal, you know the iser even achai came off. The woman's husband died, you know the iser of eishes ish came off. Have a suffix. Does she have an iser l'shuk? Is there an iser l'shuk on this woman? What's the need? Should we say she's a regular woman who's born with a cheskes hetel l'shuk? Every woman has a cheskes hetel l'shuk. She has a cheskes hetel l'shuk with a suffix. Shtela in our original chazaka that she's a woman that's mutter to marry whoever she wants. In between she was an eishes ish, they just came off. Or should I say, 1 minute. Before the cheskes iser came off, there was already a reyesa. The reyesa that the husband, we don't know if he has brothers, like the reyesa of, was the water in the mayach in the right place or the wrong place? That reyesa pre-existed her new hetelishuk. Do we say that we give her a hetelishuk? There's a reyesa, but she's the cheskes hetel. And I'll ignore the cheskes eishes ish. There's nothing to do with that now. Or should I say, no, she has a reyesa mechayim. Here the reyesa is mechayim habal. Before she ever fell into a hechatimsa of hetel l'shuk, there was already a reyesa. Should I say that the reyesa carries over? Now if you think about it, you'll tell me, here it's different because. That's what the tshuva is about. Here it's different because. The funny thing is, Mordechai Benet and the Yehuda both agree that it's different, but they agree in opposite directions. One of them says this case is better, one of them says this case is worse. Why? So you sit down and you try to figure it out before you look in. Try to figure out the dimyan. Trying to figure out the dimyan will only cause you to have a better havana of the case. This is the case. Mordechai Benet is the first paragraph and a half of the tshuva, and of Yehuda the Shaila had a few aspects to it. So you have to go, it's also only one paragraph, but you have to go to that paragraph. Binyan the Divya Tasugya, and you'll see. But it should help you understand the what we're dealing with.
How did you marry him in the first place? Maybe they're brother and sister. You don't assume that.
So it has to be she knows all our brothers. He doesn't know. But she knows, assuming she knows all our brothers. She knows all. A Sufi is also a shok unless he knows something. So it has to be a chetimtza. No, but she knows her brothers. She doesn't know his brothers, right? Yibum depends on his brothers. But she knows that for whatever reason that there are no other members of her family. Otherwise, that's Sufi's takos.
What's
the
taste
of kasher
then?
Gershon Gershon
Sayyid Sayyid
She's Haruk,
that's what happened with Shok before she got married.
What place is Kasha of Girish Ulubasayf Kanas? This Tsara. Again, this Tsara started off with a Cheskis before she ever got married, started with a Cheskis Hesha had to Lashok. And here. Kasha is, again, the Kasha here is that it was Girish Lubsayf Kanas, so Tais is saying that she has no Chazaka, because there's a Reisa from the very beginning. Tais is saying that there's a Reisa from the very beginning. And Tais is Teretz. Okay, so in Tais is Teretz, she should be Mutter. So that's fine. Question is in Tais is Kasha. In the, if you compare it, so you're going to say, just like here, it's mutter in the teretz, there it's mutter in the teretz. So the man will blin, there'll be mount here. That's good. So you're agreeing with me, it's a good thing. What about the
kasha, no? But Tais is kind of, I can use this head of mutter l'shok before she got married. What's this kasha?
Okay, I said I don't want, if I'm going to start talking about the dimyan, we'll get lost. We'll talk afterwards. The shaila is when the reyesa comes b'shas iser, do we go b'aser cheskes hetter? The suffix if he has brothers is like the suffix if there's water in the brain. Now it's true when an animal's alive, what do I care if there's water in the brain? I only care if there's shechter. What's the tzad that there is a cheskes hetter? Sad is the cheskes hetter is that even if there's a reyes of mechayim, when the husband dies, she's becheskes mutul l'shok, unless you know there's a yibum mission. If you don't know there's a yibum mission, she's becheskes hetter l'shok.
Okay, so there's only two daughters.
So you see, you're right. That's what we're going to get to now. If the whole Rav Lublin has to do it, Masikin Misalis. I want to avoid it, but you're right, it has to do. If you know Masikin Misalis, so then she has a Cheskes Hetter. It's a little more complicated than that, but Mr. Shah will come back to it.
Suppose you have an extension of a marriage, that you wouldn't have a Cheskes
Hetter. You're saying it's very good. The Rajba now, Sugya talks about that, but he says a Kash on Tais. Because in our case, it's also Yibum, and it's extension. It's the same thing here. So I think the Rashba here, when he brings in this list, he talks about what you said. Okay, let's. All right. So what do we have till now? We have Machlokes Rav Lublin and the Ramah, which seems to be Machlokes Tesis Kasha Tesis Teretz. Shmeitzer Hey Perek Tes starts with a biur in the Ramah. He doesn't call it the Ramah, he calls it the Rashba. He brings the Rashba and some other Rishayim, the Rashba, who say like, the Ramah, L'chumra. So he's Masbir, in these Rishayim, that we're going to call the Ramah. If you look in the Shmaitz, it's going to say the word Rashba, Ran, Rabbeinu Yonah. We're calling it the Shitas HaRamah. Those are the Shitas that Aser, in the case of Treifus, that the Shita of the Machmirim depends on holding Masakina Mi'isalis. In other words, those who are Machmir, in our case, the case of Reisa, Mechayim, the animal with the water in the brain, the Machmirin Zok de Schmeitzer depend on holding Masakina Me'isalism. How so? Because the Machmirim say, look, when this animal was alive, it was Becheska Sisson. When the animal was alive, it was Becheskas Isser of in Zavuach, Eva Menachai, say what you want. But alive, it had a Cheska Sisson. When you shecht it, it transfers to a suffix in Trefus. If you hold Masakina Me'isalasa, since you have a Reisa Mechaim, so then we're going to go from the Cheskas Isser of, we'll call it Eva Menachai. I mean Eva Menachai, like somebody showed him, the Rashba happens told Eva Menachai, so I'll say Eva Menachai. So it goes from the Cheskas Isser of Eva Menachai into a Cheskas Isser of water in the brain, of traces. Since there was never a time that it was a Vaday Mutter, Chazaka needs 1 minute of Heter, and then you have Sveikas. It never had that minute, because the water was in the brain already, B'Shas Nisa. So it never had a time of Cheskas Heter. So Masakina Me'isalaser, this is the way the Ramal works. How does the Ramal work? That we're going one continuous Isser. If Cheskas Isser B'Chayim, it had a Cheskas Isser. And then it goes into being a dead animal, and a dead animal that has a shayla of treifus, afterwards, that started Mechayim, never had a Cheskas Heter, and that is the Hezber of the Ramah's Chumrah. Okay? What he's saying, basically, is if there would be no din, if you'd be allowed to eat Eved Merachai, let's say the din would be allowed to eat Eved Merachai. You shecht an animal, you find water in the brain. Assuming the animal started off kosher, if again, for our purpose, we'll say it's over a year old. So the animal was born without water in the brain. If there'd be no din of Eva Menachai, Zok de Schmeitzer, everyone would agree you're allowed to eat this animal. Why? Because had a Cheskas Heter, it was born kosher. If there's no din of Eva Menachai, it was born kosher. Now you shecht it, you find water in the brain, Safik and the Bayach surrounded it or not. So I'll say, look, it was born without water in the brain. It was born kosher. So today I have a suffix. I go by the Cheskas Heter. Nobody has any problem with that, right? Doesn't Heter and Heter is Elisir. What's the Heter?
When it's dead, you do need chocolate. So you actually must it from one Heter to a different Heter. When it's dead, it's a different problem. You need
chocolate. If you need Shechita, then you're right. If you need shchita, so then it's becheskas iser all along. It's ain't a shchita. And now,
even if you
say
you only need shchita when the animal's dead,
my illustration, I mean to say, is if you don't need anything. If there'll be no parsha of not eva menachai, not shchita.
So
they're only shayla of treifis. It's only shayla of treifis. You want to kill the animals? Hard to eat live animals. Hard to cook them. So we go, you also kill the animals. So let's say there'd be no such parasha of shchita, no such parasha of Eved Menachai. Like fish, there's no parasha of shchita, no Eved Menachai. The problem is by fish, there's no treifus either. So I can't give you the illustration. But let's say by animals, there would be a din of treifus, there'd be no such thing as shchita, no such thing as Eved Menachai, no such thing at all. And I would take an animal that was born fine, and I would shecht it, and I would find water in the brain, safik mayach surrounds it or not. I would be matir. I don't agree with that. Of course I'd be matir. Well, I'll be the shayla. I have a perfectly good item, and I don't know if it became treif. That's chesed me'ikara. I would have said, it was born fine, it stayed fine. That's what you be finished, the shmeitzer, no? He's saying. Because the reis that came before the cheskas heter. So the shmeitzer is saying, and when the Ramah says, the chazaka, the reis that came before the chazaka, that's only because this is an animal which all along had a different cheskas iser. Is Eved Menachai and Zavua. It had iser anyway. Lu yitzui, I could think of a creature that doesn't eat shechita and is always Eved Menachai, Ben Pakua. That'd be a good example, no? The Ben Pakua doesn't eat shechita, Minotaur. What? The treifus. I'm in trouble. Okay. I have to go back. Lo yitzur, I would think of an animal that has no dinei shmita, no dinei eved menachah, only shilas of treifus, and I would find the suffix water in the mayach, zot tishev shmaitza, that would zicha biyaches kesheter, doing binomach leikis, the Ramah wouldn't argue. The whole Ramah is based on an assumption that there's a concept of machzakina misal eser, that you do go from one cheskesis to another, and therefore, since the animal b'chayeha had a cheskesis, and by shechita should have gotten a cheskes heter, but it didn't because the reis already existed. So we go from one issa straight into another issa without a hefsik. In that case, the Ramah is not. Why is this sex second? Okay, so Ramah had no suffix, had a paskin, vice versa. He held a paskin, that's what he's saying. He held a skin, yes, listen. Why? From one thing to another. Not Shabbat, Cheskes Hagov. There's no Sparami, it's a Leiser by Cheskes Hagov. That's right. So let's talk about Chazak and Din. Unless we have a problem. Okay. The violent. Okay. Okay, now this sounds like such a simple statement, but the Shmaita says that the answer is Kash. The Meram Lublin, in his Tshuva, it's not quoted in the Shachbis part, but in the same Tshuva, Meram Lublin asks Akasha on the Ramah, there's a riot to his Shita. Rav Lublin again is the Makel. So Rav Lublin says that if you find a problem in the water in the brain, the animal's mutter. Any suffix treifa, even if it was Eide Mechayim, it's still mutter. He says, I'll prove it. The proof is from the din of cholav, milk or cheese that comes from an animal. And then you shech the animal and you find the treifus. You shech the cow. And you find a hole in the lung. Again, it has to be a type of treifus that could have just come. I'm not talking about two hearts. It's absurd. No animal grows a second heart in the middle of its life. So that would be a different parasha. Or even a lung injury that we know is old is a separate nida. The Shmaita, the Rav Lublin makes a point to say, we're talking about a treifus that could have just come. It could have come a minute before Shchita, could have come 11 and a half years before Shchita. So we know the din is, if you shecht an animal, the milk that was milked yesterday, the cheeses that were made over a long period of time, it's all mutter. Why is the milk mutter? Because you shtel the animal on a cheskes chayim, and the cheskes chazak, that is not a treifa. Sakta Meram Lublin, that psak halacha, that the milk is mutter, because we shtel the animal on a cheskes chay, and a cheskes shein a treifa, shows that stamazai, when you shecht an animal, and you find a treifus, you don't say that the treifus existed earlier. We don't say that the treifus existed earlier. What is the difference between the cheskes chai that I give the milk and the cheskes chai that I'm going to give the basar? The basar and the chalav share the same chazak. Just like when I shech the animal and I find a hole in the lung, I say the milk is good. Now the hole in the lung, the animal is a treif, because you don't get a hole in your lung after death. So the hole in the lung is no suffix. But lemaisa, I give it a cheskes chai that it was kosher till the last time I could say it was kosher. So why shouldn't I do the same thing when I have a suffix? Because there's water in the mayach. Because there's water in the mayach. It's a reyes amechayim. And I'm going to say now, the Ramah says to be machmir, says the Meram Lublin, a hole in the lung, the chayim, is also a reyesa. And still, I say, despite the reyesa, I put it as late as possible on a mashal the chalav. So by the water in the mayich, why don't I do the same thing? Say this animal stayed a healthy animal as late as possible. And since it's possible the water was surrounded by mayich, let me say it stayed as a healthy animal as long as possible forever. It was always healthy. I mean, the shechet shechted it and it died, but it didn't have any treifas. Why is it different? Now, the case is different, but in lumbus, why is it different that I say it stayed with the healthy long as possible until I'm forced to say it didn't, which was a minute before shechita? And why is it different by water in the brain? Why don't I say the same thing? It stayed as healthy as long as possible. In the case of water in the brain, it could have been forever, because it couldn't be the maya surrounded the water, and there's no problem. Why does the difference between the two? In both cases, I have a reyesa that happened before shechita. And in the case of the milk, I'm saying it happened as late as possible. And in the case of the basar, the Rambam's being machmer on me. Why are you being machmer on me? Say that it stayed healthy as long as possible. And in this case, that would be forever, because the Bayek Quran surrounded it.
What's the
Hadrim of Lachai Kol?
What's the
Hadrim of Lachai Kol?
Good.
What? Where I'm living, go with you with this whole Hanacha. That his kasha, the Ram Lublin's kasha, is that the milk and the meat should be the same. Just like by the milk, I say it happened as late as possible. By the meat of the animal, I should say the same thing. Happened as late as possible. In the case of the hole in the log, it had to be before shechita. So I say as late as possible. I can't be matched to the meat. Right, that's what I say. In that case, see the milk and the meat. I'm not going to match to the animal because I have no suffix. In fact, I had a hole in the log before shechita. But still, take that lomdis, apply it to the case of the mayach, and say there I do have the chance to say it stayed healthy all the way because the water could have been surrounded by mayach. And say the same lomdis that it had stayed as well as late as possible. In which case, the water in the mayach, I say it never changed. See, there I have the choice. In the case of the hole in the long, it zichah became treif. My own shayla is when. In this case, I have the ability to say it never became treif. If the mayach surrounded the water totally, then it never became treif. So in lomdis, do the same thing. Give it the chazaka meikara that it stayed as long as possible.
Say that.
Because I have a suffix, right? When I have sveikis, I'm not going to start chazaka. Good.
Therefore,
if this is what you mean, it's the Shmaitzer Teretz. What the Shmaitzer answers with the Hanacha I just told you. The Hanacha was that the Ramah answered, why? Because says Machzakina Me'isaleisim. The whole reason the Ramah asked it is because Bechayeha, the animal, is Becheskis, Ebenachai, Enezavuach. And that transfers Me'isaleisim into a Chazaki after Shechita, still a Cheskisis. What I told you was, if you could think of a creature that doesn't need Shechita, and doesn't have Psul Ebenachai, only a Shail of Treitas, then Ramah would be neither. The Chayah was the Cheskes Kosher. And the Safed Treifus, you still remain with the Chazaka. You could think of such a creature, such an animal. There's no Psul of Einer Zavuach, no Psul Eivim and Achai. So it was always the Cheskes Kashrus. So now I have a Safed water in the brain. Oh, of course I'll be Masher. Zakt. The Shmaitza, I do have such a creature. Milk. The milk of an animal is a product of an animal that doesn't eat shechita, doesn't need for the animal to be geshachted, doesn't care about Eivim and Achai. The Gemara asks, how do you know milk is not Eivim and Achai? What's the Gemara answer? How do you know milk is not Eivim and Achai? Everyone remembers the Pasuk, Eretz Ovos Chol Dvash, but the Gemara really means another Pasuk from Nach. You'll all remember in Nach, right before David killed that giant, what was his name? Remember that story? Right? The Refor David kills Goliath. What's David doing there? Why was David there? It wasn't the army. His father sent him to bring his brothers. What did he bring his brothers? Cheese. Raisins also. Raisins was a big thing in the time of Chazal. Everyone's busy giving raisins out. So he's sending raisins and bread and cheese. The Gemara brings a raya from there that there's no Eved Merachayim. David wasn't there. So the Gemara says, Dilma, he sent him the cheese. He should sell it to Guy. Anyway. It's a hurry. I got sidetracked. Now back to here. Zok to Shmaitzer. Milk is such a creature that doesn't care about Shkita. Doesn't care about Eved Merachayim. Only cares about Treifus. The only thing that matters by milk is Treifus. Therefore, listen to this. The animal, legabe, it's milk. It has a chazak, it's not a treifa. Every single cow in the world, and we'll assume it's at least a year old, because I don't want to get into the shiloh of the first year, which is a much better. Assume it's at least a year old. We know it was born not a treifa. Every cow in the world has a chazak, it's not a treifa, legabe, the milk. When you're pasturing the milk, you have a right to say, bevados, a chazak, the mehikara, it's not a treifa. If you can have a shiloh, the gabi, the meat, you can shecht it. And find water in the brain, it's a different story. The gabi, the meat, it has a chazaka of treifus, vasakin misalisa. Has a chazaka that is not kosher, because it was either Eber Menachai or Ein HaZavuach. And now it transferred directly from Safik Eber Chai HaZavuach to a Safik treifa. So we go the Isser Lisser from Isser Eben Achayin and Isser Vuach to the Isser of Safik Treifa. Now, if the Safik Treifa would be because the wolf came later, I would say it already had a Cheskes Heter. Shkita gave it a Cheskes Heter. The wolf came, it's Cheskes Heter. But if it's water in the Mayach, which is a Reyes and Meikara, then the Basar has a Chazata that's not a Treifa. The milk is mutter stamazai an animal. You don't need chazaka to ripe animals in a treifus. That's why we could eat milk even of a less than a year old cow. But once I find a hole in the lung, and I don't have the rupa anymore, once I find a hole in the lungs, now there's a problem. So here I'm going to go bust. In other words, in the case we're discussing,
isn't chazaka stronger than chazaka?
Isn't chazaka stronger than? Therefore, is he asking that the cheskes haguf of the animal, that physically it didn't have a treifus, chazak that physically it didn't change, should be stronger than the cheskes isser, which is a chazak and din? Our hanocha was the cheskes haguf meikara stronger than cheskes hadin meikara. So the din, the Shmaita says that b'chayyad had a din of idei v'nachayin ezavuach. So we go misal isser and we give it a cheskes isser. Why don't I better say that it was born healthy and the chazak of the guf didn't change, should carry through?
Because guf is still present.
So that's every cheskes haguf. Now she's a bu'ula, but I don't know when it happened. They say it happened later. So what? We should go bas the cheskes haguf, not cheskes Indeed, that's chazak and din, right? But now the Eben Achai came off, so I'm being done. It's a lisser, it's a chazak of it's a treifa. Why don't I better say the guf didn't change? It was born not a drusa, it's still not a drusa, it was born without treifas in the brain. But that's every time. The race, and now.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
You're confusing me. You have to think about it slowly. Yeah. What did Shmaitzer say? What did the Shmaitzer just say? Make sure you understand the Shmaitzer. What did Shmaitzer say? That the whole Isser of the Ramah is Gebayit on Isser Le Isser. From Eimon Achad to Isser. So Shmaitzer just told me a big Chiddush. Now please listen to this last piece. It's also the Shmaitzer. This is the last piece. The Shmaitzer just told me a Chiddush. I have a cow. Picture this cow. A real live cow. And I'm telling you, you see this cow? I don't know what's going on inside of it. We're going to shecht it. We'll take a look at the lungs. But I'm telling you right now, this cow has a chazaka that all its evarim are fine when I talk about the milk. If you want to know about the milk, you could drink the milk. Even if I shecht it, fine problems, you could drink the milk. This animal has a chazaka that there's no treifus. I'll tell you one more thing about this animal. You want to know the din of the meat of the animal? This animal has a chazaka that is a problem. If there's going to be any reis of the mechayim, if I'm going to shecht and find the reis of the mechayim, I'm going to assume about this animal that it was a treif for now. What I'm telling you is the same exact animal. What's the Shmaitzer saying now? You have the same exact animal, the same behavior. And the same Shiloh. Does it have a hole? It does have a hole. Does the water go around the Mayach? Does it go around the water? Doesn't it go around? If I'm sitting and learning with you, Dinam of milk, I'm telling you the chazaka of this animal is that it's a perfectly healthy animal. Oh, you're not talking about the milk, you're talking about the meat? So I'll tell you a different story. You're talking about the meat. The chazaka of this animal is, if there be any reyesa, the chazaka of the animal is that it has problems. Can I do such a thing? What? So it doesn't have to make sense. So it doesn't have to make sense. You know, it's the same neither. Okay. Remember a case, some sort of case like that? Huh? Let's discuss such a case. What? So. Okay, again, we once discussed, we discuss whatever we can. The Shtef, I think, is Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Dalet, maybe. The question of whether in Chazakis, you can do things that way. Can you do that in Chazakis? Say, Gabi this, it's a Cheskes Heter. Gabi that, it's a Cheskes Isser. Now, I have no problem. If you're going to tell me, Gabi Yishayla of Nevela, it has what? Gabi Shayla, Basel Mechalav, and all that, I don't have a problem. But they're both Treifus Shaylas. They're both in need of treifus. Can I take two chazaka de meikaris and say, l'gabi milk, the meikaris is good. L'gabi meat, it's no good. So that's the nidain that the Shmaitzer says. The Shmaitzer obviously says, it's fine, you can have a stira. And the Stipler here, it's Simon Yotes in the old prints, and Chafez in the new, he brings the Rambam of Lin with the Shef Shmaitzer. And he's done on this Shiloh. We have two things that are sized to each other. So our time is up for today. I have two things that I said I'm going to come back to. I said I want to come back to Shmaitzer Hei Perek Zion, the way he deals with Tysus. But I haven't finished this Nakuda, the Nakuda of Chazokis that are sized to each other. So we'll come to that tomorrow. Please, in your notes, stay Mesudr. Stay Mesudr. We'll be there. When we finish the sugya, I'll give out a piece of paper that's Mesadr what we spoke about. Try to stay Mesudr so that the Yisoid will stick with you. It's Hashem tomorrow.